Please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Helen Keller wrote, "Resolve to keep happy, and your joy in you shall form an invisible host against difficulties." We are still adjusting to the newness of all that we are encountering here, O Lord, so we seek your wisdom and teachings to help us make the very best of this time you have given us this day. We are thankful for those who have cleared our roads and worked to ensure the safety of the people of Missouri. We are thankful for shared abilities that help us address the challenges that continue and we must find ways to address. So bless us with your presence and walk with us this new day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kavanaugh, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 10th. Senator from the 2nd. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, third day, Monday, January 10th, 2011. The Senate met pursuant.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left and my right, we have the Reverend Mr. Paul Jakes, Jr. from Chicago, Illinois. Reverend Jakes is the pastor of the old St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. He's also the campaign manager for Congressman Danny Davis from Chicago. He is here this evening to be our guest speaker at the MLK celebration, which we will have in the rotunda, and he will have a very, very good speech for us. I invite all of you to attend, and I ask that you give him a warm Missouri welcome.
We are
in this
delighted to welcome our distinguished guest from Chicago here today for the Martin Luther King. Introductions. Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce Dr. Sam Page. He's a prominent anesthesiologist in our district. He also served in the Creve Coeur City Council as well as in the Missouri House of Representatives. So please join me in welcoming Dr. Sam Page for his Doctor of the Day service today.
We're delighted to welcome the Doctor of the Day. Where is he? Well, we'll welcome the Doctor of the Day in any case. Introductions. Petitions. Senator from the 2nd.
Yes, Mr. President, introduction. I want to introduce, we have the nurse of the day is up here today. It was former Representative Barbara Frazier.
Well, she has one thing in common with the doctor of the day. Neither is in the chamber. Introductions. Now that we are aware of all three candidates in the 24th district. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from the 7th.
Resolution.
Send it forward. Senator, you care to explain?
This is just a resolution asking our Attorney General to join one of the lawsuits with regard to questioning the federal health care law, the individual mandate
Senator,
of federal health care law.
Senator, we will print it in the journal.
Yes, I do ask that it be put into the journal and be read into it and be referred
Thank
to
you.
Committee.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 90, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to health care benefits provided to Medicare-eligible participants participating in the state employee health insurance program.
Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a bill that didn't get done last year. It has a $6 million budget savings for the state. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 91, introduced by Senator Engler, an act relating to funeral protests.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know we've spent a lot of time on this. The former President Pro Tem dealt with this. Unfortunately, I've had five or six funerals of military in my district in the last few years, and we've got these nuts from Kansas that keep coming, and we've had conflicts with our sheriff. We've had conflicts with the courts over this, and we're trying to come up with a way that we can fix this that will hold up in the courts and that we can stop this just deplorable protesting at our funerals of our fallen heroes. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan.
President, I have a bill.
Send it forward, Senator. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 92, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to health insurance.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill would ask the Department of Insurance to help the healthcare industry develop a uniform insurance application. And over the next several days, I intend to introduce several bills that, taken all together, would constitute a package of meaningful health care reform that would be market-based. And this particular bill is a good start because it's very simple. It would help.
We need to tone down the conversation so the senator can be heard on his explanation.
Thank you, Mr. President. The thing is that if an employer who has a lot of employees goes to try to get a group policy, that employer has to have every single employee fill out an application for an insurance company, and then if they want to get a competing bid, they have to have a whole new set of applications to be filled out for the next company. And that total load of work for large employers makes it very difficult to get competing bids, and so it inhibits competition. This bill would simply require that everybody use the same form so that the employees could fill out one form. It could be photocopied and chopped around to multiple insurance companies, and that would create competition in the marketplace. The thing is that everything that we can do to create competition in the marketplace for health insurance will help lower the cost of health insurance. And so this is the first of several that I'll be introducing, and I thank you very much. Thank you.
Introduction of the bill. Senator from the 8th.
President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 93, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to business organization requirements.
Senator?
Or
Mr. President, this bill is makes it easier for small businesses to get started in the state of Missouri. It eliminates startup fees from the state and makes the permitting process go by quicker.
Introduction of bills. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask you to go back to the order of business of concurrent resolutions.
Concurrent resolutions.
Mr. President.
Senator.
Mr. President, I move that House Concurrent Resolution 1 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of House Concurrent Resolution Number 1. This establishes a joint session to be convened for the purposes of the State of the State Address, which would be on at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, January 19th, 2011.
Senator from St. Francois.
To inquire.
Does the senator yield?
I do.
Yield, you may inquire.
We don't say anything about here that how this is the state of the state.
Yes.
And the state of the state, we're supposed to release the budget. Is that right?
Or I think state of the state is the governor's formal presentation of his budget.
We don't say anything about how he should really actually have a balanced one.
There's nothing in the resolution about that, but I think that's
so. Do you think the press this year will actually ask after 2 years?
Yeah, that's my
of
hope.
Not having one that he could probably actually have a balanced one,
that
or propose one to us. You know, since that's supposed to be his.
I think that's all of our hopes.
There's nothing to that effect, though. I just didn't want to embarrass the governor for, and if there was something in there, to
I'm sure that he
would challenge
will
him to actually
a blueprint. Based on a balanced
one
budget.
One that was actually not on something was based on proposals or something that may have to have legislation enacted to support
some future
action.
Bill that may be filed.
May or may not
Congress
be, or some future funding from the federal government that may or may not come, but
fall
actually
from the
dollars
sky,
that
like
we had
manna
in.
From heaven.
Right. Well, I didn't want to embarrass the governor by requiring any of that, but I thought that was required in our Constitution. But thank you for clearing that up. Thank you.
Does any other senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of resolution number 1. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenee, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones,
Senator from Cape votes aye. By your vote, 30 aye, 0 no, the resolution is adopted. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Concurrent Resolution Number 2 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion, Senator. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Concurrent Resolution Number 2 be adopted. This establishes a joint session to be convened at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, February 2nd, 2011, for the purpose of the State of the Judiciary Address.
You've heard the motion, Senator from the 23rd. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenee, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgeway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from St. Francis votes aye.
Who's that?
Senator from Cape. Senator from Cape. Could we have your vote? By your vote, 30 aye, 0 no, the resolution is adopted. The Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 23rd needs a mic.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next order of business will be announcements.
On the order of business of announcements, Senator from the Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Purpose to seek recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to announce that our rebooting government committee for education, the first committee of all the eight committees, will be meeting at 11 o'clock today in SCR1. We will start promptly at 11 o'clock.
Thanks, Senator. We're on the order of business of announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from the 23rd. All in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.